This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. It's time to get to our favorite Wednesday game, Rats Off the Ship. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
You have any topics for us today here for Rats Off a Ship?
No, I don't. Why would I have that?
I don't know. I just thought I would ask.
Just kidding.
Oh, the okie doke. Gryffindor. Please stop.
Sorry.
You're not a Gryffindor. Hmm. If anything, you're a Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff, whatever they're called.
Hmm. I feel like she's fat.
I don't know what any of these things are.
I possibly am.
Something about huffing puffing.
For the first topic, we have the Miami Heat being a betting favorite to land DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, yay.
I feel like this is very collective, right?
You know what the thing
is? Like, I had that's like giving me a choice between a colonoscopy and a root canal.
Yeah, it's nothing against DeMar DeRozan. He's a fine player. But
can I put it this way, Tobin? Tobin doesn't think DeMar DeRozan moves the needle.
He doesn't move the needle. He doesn't move the needle.
Yeah, according to you, he's a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer, but he doesn't move the needle.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a very obvious Hall of Famer.
He's a hall monitor at best. He is not a Hall
of Famer. I just don't want that. Like, if you're coming at me, if Pat Riley's like, hey, guys, look what I got you, DeMar DeRozan, I'm going to be like, yeah.
We don't need no more mid-range shooters.
What if he's like, but he's a Hall of Famer?
He's going to be like, no, because this is going to be like, he's just a winner, though he hasn't won. He's
clutch.
He makes
basketball plays.
He's one of the more clutch. Like, you could say all these true things. Like, he's one of the more clutch jump shooters that is in the league. Which, yeah, you could say that, but like,
how old is he?
37? 36? 37?
What? Would you rather have him or Wiggins?
Wiggins?
I think I'd rather have Wiggins.
35.
Like, Wiggins 35. Is, like, look, Wiggins I don't think wants to be here. But at least Andrew Wiggins, younger, supposedly can defend, usually durable. Hmm. Like, I think I'd rather run it back to see would a more settled Andrew Wiggins work out than being like, hey, guys, we traded you to DeMar DeRozan for Andrew Wiggins. I'm going to be like, wee. I'm rats off a ship. I got to be honest with you.
Rats off a ship.
Unless there's a counter move with it.
That wasn't the question.
There's a counter move with it.
I don't think I said that.
Rats off a ship, but I don't want it.
Rats off a ship.
Not sexy enough for me.
Oh.
We don't need no more middies.
And I mean that by talent, too. Like, that's where the talent level is, middie. Jennifer, your rats?
They're swimming. They're off the ship.
Rats off a ship.
Frog boy,
clean sweep, not a big enough splash.
Rats off a ship.
You know what that means?
We're getting DeMar DeRozan.
Your new Miami Heat player, DeMar DeRozan, will get interviewed.
DeMar DeRozan.
Why does he sound like a ghost?
And now that's how he does it. Maybe or if he's on the visiting team,
DeMar DeRozan.
DeRozan.
I've heard plenty of that. Yeah. He plays the Heat very well. Just
Who are you going to have to trade for him?
Oh, no.
I'd imagine it'd be like a Wiggins type move. Or even if you wanted to, like, if they wanted to get off the books, would you do like,
I want Wiggins.
Terry Rozier for him?
Oh.
Like, they could just clear out Terry. I think I'd rather just clean the books.
Hit the road, Jack.
Just clear the books. What's number two, Jennifer?
We have the Knicks. Do you think they'll be coming back?
How?
Rats off the ship.
Do I think the Knicks can come back 3-1?
No! Go ahead.
No.
Stop lying to yourself.
I don't. I mean, I told you I thought this was going to be a quick series when it started. I thought this was going to be a fiver. Like, I thought the Knicks, from my standpoint, I'm like, yeah, they've reached their peak. I don't. And to lose game one the way they did, to completely yak that game up, you might as well have lost the series just then. Like, you lose a game like that, you basically lose the series. That's how that works. And for them to come back 3-1, like, you're going to stifle or outscore the Pacers for the next three straight games. To say I am skeptical would be a lot. Like, I just can't see it. Rats off a ship?
Rats off a ship.
We don't got to ask Leroy here because he already jumped that ship.
Rats off a ship.
What about you, Jennifer?
His spirit also says,
rats off a ship.
Froggy?
Rats off a ship, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Game five is going to be in Madison Square?
Yes.
Oh, they get to lose on their own home court?
That's going to be great. I can't wait for that.
So great.
I can't wait for that. You remember Chalamet? They went to Chalamet yesterday.
Oh.
And Chalamet was like so cocky. They show him and he goes, Knicks in six. He didn't even go seven. I was like, all right, Chalamet. Why don't you make another Bob Dylan movie?
Yeah, wasn't he talking about like a biopic or something?
Something with like Ernie Johnson or something like that. I don't know. I'm so Chalamet out. Like they're trying to make this guy something like, oh, he's the next great actor. I'm like, eh.
Industry plant.
They're trying to make Fetch happen.
Yeah, it's just he's fine. I saw the Bob Dylan movie. I was like, eh.
Was he Willy Wonka? Or am I?
Yes.
I think he was Willy Wonka.
Nah.
I think he was Willy Wonka. Knicks are gonna need a golden ticket to Cancun. What's number three, Jennifer?
We've got Manny Pacquiao boxing at 46 years old.
Oh, no.
All right, so I saw this yesterday. All right, Leroy, I'm going to show you the footage I saw yesterday that Manny Pacquiao put out. And it's him hitting mitts. And, well, I've seen Manny Pacquiao hit mitts a lot. And it's like one of the most breathtaking things you could ever see. It's like firecrackers. And I'm like, I don't know, man. He looks every bit of 46 to me. He looks fine, but he looks 46. He's at the wild card gym, which is Goosey's. That's
still hits pretty hard.
He hits hard, but he doesn't hit Manny Pacquiao like.
Yeah.
Like, he looks good for 46, but he doesn't look like Manny Pacquiao anymore. You know why? Because I can see his hands.
Oof.
Yeah, he used to hit those mitts. It looked like lines. You couldn't even see the hands.
Yeah, and I'm just like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan of the noises he's making.
That's all. That's
they all do that. Wait, you ever been to a boxing match and every time a guy throws a jab, he goes,
I'm no. like it looks like Manny Pacquiao, but I can see Manny Pacquiao, which makes me worried for Manny Pacquiao because Manny Pacquiao is like one of those where it's like, you know.
Who's he fighting again?
He's fighting Mario Barrios.
Ah.
Who's like a good fighter. He's a good fighter. He's not like a, he's a champion. He's been in some good matches. I wouldn't say he's got like devastating power, but he's a strong puncher. I don't understand why he's getting a title fight, just basically because he's Manny Pacquiao. But I'm a little worried for him. 46 is old. Shouldn't be doing that at 46.
So you don't have faith necessarily that he's going to be able to.
Well, the thing is,
put it this way. Let's put it this way. Tobin, if Manny Pacquiao were to win this fight,
yep,
how shocked would you be? Because if you wouldn't be that shocked, then you can't say he doesn't look like Manny Pacquiao.
Because, like, I think, like, when we talked about the Keith Thurman fight years back, like, people were doubting him in that fight. And he put him on his ass because Manny could put him on his ass, like, in the first round. And the building's going to go crazy. Right. And then the judges are going to go crazy. But I'm just like, I saw him in an exhibition last year, and he looked terrible in it. Now, I don't think he trained for it. I don't know how hard he's going to train for this. But I don't know. I saw that. I was like, man. He looks good, but he looks every bit of 46 for good. Like, he doesn't look like Manny Pacquiao anymore.
Father Time. He's almost 50.
I mean, I understand everything you're saying. But what I'm asking you is, which you still haven't answered, depending on how shocked you would be if he won, would determine how close I think you think he is to being Manny Pacquiao and can go in there and still fight.
Well, I'm going to bet on him. You know, like, I'm going to bet on him.
All right.
Can't turn down some plus Pacquiao money.
Right.
That's just stupid. Got to throw a little something on. Maybe Manny to win with a Manny knockdown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
You're being too greedy.
Am I?
Oh.
Yeah, to say, he doesn't have the hands anymore and whatever, to then say he'll go and knock him down.
Unless he's playing possum.
I don't know if he's playing possum. I think he's
that might have been his first workout for the whole, when did they fight?
July?
Mm.
Yeah, that might be the first, like, he hadn't been around in the ring for a while.
They cruise him in? We're going to give this at a 3-speed, Manny.
Well, especially because, big fella wasn't getting out of nobody's way.
Boo Boy? Right? His trainer, Boo Boy Fernandez.
Like, he was fella. And listen.
Hoping.
You know they putting on the show when the trainer make more noise than the boxer. Let's get that. Listen to the trainer.
Those calves, though. He still got calves for days.
He bouncing more than his girl on Hollover Beach.
Whoa! I don't know, it's getting me excited.
You know what I hate about boxing? Listen to all the Marcoses in the background.
What?
That's definitely.
What?
That's a damn.
Get a champ! Like they cheered him on.
I still kind of get, like, now I'm still getting the goosies, though, but he shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, Liz.
Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
Little faint and a bop, and I step back. Oh, he can't touch me. Oh, okay, this is pretty. I found the formula.
Yeah, Liz. Hey, you know, every time I see Keith Thurman, we act like we've been hanging out for the last 10 years.
Love one time. Love him.
Right.
Oh, man. All right, I'm not rats off a ship. I'm back. I'm back, Manny.
Yeah.
Unlike Tobin, who falls for nostalgia.
Yeah, I love nostalgia.
Manny
and for
go
loud
there.
Videos.
Wait, when it comes to the end, boxers, fighters, they don't ever go out gracefully.
Never.
They go out getting knocked out onto the scorer's table. They get knocked out with one punch, and then mom and them have to come in and like resuscitate them. Like, it doesn't end well.
Never.
So I'm rats off a ship on Manny Pacquiao fighting at 46, and people like Tobin thinking, it's still Manny Pacquiao. That ain't Manny Pacquiao you saw just now.
Rats off a ship.
And you know that.
I know it. But every time, Leroy, when we got, that's when I had my churro. Oh, that was a time. One of my favorite sporting events to ever go to. Jennifer, Scooby, your rats?
We're rats off a ship, right, Scoops?
Rats off a ship.
He's old.
Froggy?
I still think he's got one more in him, baby. You saw those calves?
You're an enabler.
You saw those calves?
He was the one yelling in the video.
Well, here's the thing.
It is. All right,
this is something that really worries. The one thing that worries me about him with those calves, you know, he's had a notorious problem in his career with calf cramps. Happens all the time because he's got those diesel calves. Mm. And, like, there'll be fights where you just...
Got diesel calves.
Stop it.
What?
Diesel.
He does.
Hold on.
Oh, it's a known thing, Leroy.
A guy who weighs 140 pounds.
He has calves of a heavyweight. It's a known thing.
Mm.
That's where the Filipino power comes from. I'm just going to send you a TikTok of Manny Pacquiao's calves.
I don't. Because it's going to be from 20 years ago. I guess you fall for Manny like I fell for Thurman.
Love him.
Right? Because every time we interview Thurman, we go at
it. I just been waiting.
What an interview that was.
It was great. We should get him back on. Oh, man. That is Rats Off a Ship.
Is he fighting soon?
I don't know. Can't keep up anymore. Take a break. Back after this.
Keep your hands up. Champ! Champ, keep your hands up, champ! Champ, keep your hands up. Hey, don't put them down. Don't put them down, champ!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.